All right, good morning. Welcome. You ready for a hot, sweaty practice? All right, it'll be my pleasure delivering it. Downward dog. Thank you for being here. I acknowledge you being here. The energy of yes is right here in the physical space of your body. Move it around. Yes, energy wants to move. It's receptive, and it begins with your eyes steady on one point. Set your gaze to a point, any point in the environment that you can see clearly. Maybe the back of your mat, but choose a point. Bend one knee, straighten the other leg. That's it. Will you shake your head out, right and left, and then up and down? That's it, and then drop your skull towards the ground. Reset your gaze and bend your knees. Now fan your fingers across your mat. Press the floor away from you and lift your hips up. In a child's pose, bring your knees to the mat. Separate your knees about 2 feet apart. Sit back onto your heels and make your big toes touch. Drop your head towards the floor. Maybe put a block under your head. Take your arms forward. Feel the floor with your whole awareness. This is an all levels class. If you need to take child's pose at any point, take it, okay? I want you to be intuitive around taking child's pose. Sometimes you just gotta push through it. Other times you gotta take child's pose. So you just make the higher call at each point. Tabletop. This is really a practice in self-care. So set the foundation of the body parts that are touching the floor. Put your index fingers straight forward on 12 o'clock. Through your nose, take a breath in. Open your mouth, breathe out. Breathe in. Roll over your toes, down dog. Make your feet hip width distance. And now you just want to make an inverted V with the floor. So some of you can bring your feet back about 3 or 4 inches. That's it. All right, now relax your neck, open your eyes. Let's create some yogic breathing together. Through your nose, breathe in. Through your nose, breathe out. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Lift your right leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the left. Now, this is a simple breathing practice. If you come into a yoga pose and it's too much, you'll start breathing. Right here, you could bring your elbows to the mat, or you could bring your bottom knee to the mat. Be intuitive. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Lift your left leg to the sky. Be intuitive around custom fitting the poses. Bend the upper knee, take your upper leg to the right. Relax your neck, open your eyes. Pull your belly up to your spine, pull in. Look forward, walk to your hands. Make your feet touch each other. Bend your knees, flat back. Clasp your hands at your lower back. You can use a yoga strap. Lengthen your spine, breathe in. Wrap your arms over your head, grab that. And yoga strap's really good to create space in the shoulders. On the path to power, we line up with allies. We have tools. We're going to discover these today on our mat. Bring your hands to the floor. Ground your feet in your mat. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. If you ever get dizzy, take child's pose. Bring your hands to your heart center. One om. Look up, reach your arms above you. Breathe in. Exhale, bend your knees, bow forward. Oh, you're going to sweat a lot today. Flat back. You can have your knees bent a lot with your hands on your shins. High plank. Know that there's no way you can do this right or do this wrong. You're here just studying life. Shift your weight forward 3 inches and come halfway down. Maybe rest your whole body on your mat. Up dog, you could have your legs, your pelvis, your chest on the floor. You could. Down dog. I'll give you ways to adapt your practice so it is empowering. And you'll notice that there'll be poses that are more challenging, other ones that you really like. And whatever arises in your path here this morning, know that that's the path. It's learning how to accept what's difficult to accept and learning how to bring your love to what's right here. Empty out. Push the air out, though. All of it. All of it. Look up your hands and bend your knees. Walk to the front of your mat. Flat back. Bow forward. Sweep up. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, high plank. Shift forward, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. All right. If you're brand new, you might be saying, why did I come? This is exactly why you came, to confront this stuff that's hiding out in your body. Know that this is what we're experiencing this morning. It's what's arising inside of us. And it's usually just blocked energy that needs to move through. Breathe in. Breathe out. Look forward. Walk or jump to your hands. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, bow forward. Thunderbolt, we're going to have a breakthrough right now. That means we have to break with being in our comfort zone. Lift your toes up and spread them apart. Take a peek at your feet. You want to see them. Bring your shin bones back, your pelvis down. Now shift your vision up and breathe in. Bow forward. Relax your neck. Flat back. Low plank. Inhale up, dog. Exhale down, dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Drop your back heel to your mat. Stand up. Take your arms above you. Build your house on a rock. Arrange your feet. It's usually about hip-width distance, right to left. Front to back, you want to measure a 90-degree angle on the front knee. If your front leg is straighter than having your front knee at a 90-degree angle, that's okay. Spread your toes. Now fan your fingers apart. Shift your vision up. Let's breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Take a huge breath in. Go up. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Warrior one, step your left foot forward. You guys are breathing good this morning. Can you hear that? Listen for the sound of your breath. And I'll tell you, when you can make the sound of your breath, you want it to sound like the ocean. So it's at the throat. You want to constrict the throat a little bit, like you're whispering. And if you can't make the sound of your breath, sounds like you're making it to me. But if you can't, just keep moving the air. That'll be really empowering. Take a huge breath in. Fill up. Bring your hands to the floor, low plank. Upward dog. Pause for a moment. Pause. Downward dog. All right. Now let's move to the sound of the breath. It's really inspiring. We want to be masterful at connecting to connection. And so we want to bring our awareness to moving and breathing. We're not going to stop moving from this point, okay? Here we go. Breathe in. Breathe out. Look forward and jump to your hands. Flat back. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Breathe in. Exhale, bow. Inhale, flat back. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Root down. Inhale, go up. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Root, rise. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog.
Let's take this out. You don't need this here. Yeah.
Breathe in. Empty it out. Walk or jump to your hands. Inhale, halfway up. Exhale, bow. Thunderbolt, breathe in. Forward bend. Come halfway up. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Warrior, step your right foot forward. Our bodies are wired to move like this. Low plank. Have faith. Just keep moving. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. The good news is you don't have to like this. Low plank. You just do it. Down dog. And I promise a shift will happen. little shifts, little breakthroughs, and then we leave here completely reset. Breathe in. Breathe out. Give your mat a good push. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. You're doing great. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Root, rise, go up. Exhale, low. Up dog. Down dog. Lift your right leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip your dog. You don't have to know. Dropping what you know and putting your attention on listening to the sound of your breath. High plank. Spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. If you try hard, you're going to block the signals from the brain to the body. You've got to stay relaxed. So if you need to bring your bottom knee to the floor so the pose is breathable, take that. That's yogic action. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Step your right foot forward. Keep your back heel off your mat. Stand up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Prayer twist to the right. Check out your feet. Put them on 12 o'clock. You can straighten your arms, maybe add a block underneath your bottom hand. The most important thing is that you're stable. Five. The ability to breathe depends on your ability to ground your feet in the mat. Four. So spread your toes across the floor. Three. Fan your fingers apart. Tighten up your back thigh muscles. Breathe out. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Wrap your upper arm around your back. Set your gaze to one point. Five. Lift and spread your 10 toes. Four. Three. Pin your shoulders to your back. Two. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Lift your left leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Make the higher call. Do you stay here or flip your dog? You know, the question is not, am I going to survive out of my comfort zone? The question is, are you going to survive in your comfort zone? It's sweet poison. You got to be willing to kick yourself out of the nest. High plank. Spin your heels to the left. Take your right arm to the sky. Play your edge. Pull your belly into your spine. Root down. Go up. Low plank. Good work. Up dog. Down dog. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the left. Now playing your edge, you're going to keep your gaze steady and breathe and use that as a measure for being in your power. Five, the form, the shape of the pose doesn't matter. You could straighten your arms, you could bind. Four, the power is your gaze and your breath. Three, it's simple. Extended side angle. Practice bringing your attention to your feet and putting your heels on one line. Half bind. Set your gaze. Five. When your gaze is steady, your eyes are a central nervous system. Four. Three, training your nervous system to relax under pressure. Just your gaze. Two. Low. Down dog. Great work. Breathe in. Empty it out. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Now we're going to dig a little deeper now. Bring your hands to your heart center. Prayer twist. Take your left elbow past your right thigh. Look down at your feet and make your feet come together. Know that this is a peak in the practice. Our vital organs are getting squeezed. And whatever you put into your stomach last night, the day before, even Thanksgiving 2019, that's going to affect you right now. So be patient and let your body purify. When you want to come out of the pose, that's when it begins. Know that there's a psychological surgery that arises when you want to come out of the pose. We'll do 10 counts. Lift your toes up and take your shin bones back. The pressure is on. The heat is on. Keep breathing through it. Five. This pressure and heat, when you stay calm, even if you're straining against it, it's medicine. Three, you just stay the course. Two, ragdoll. Separate your feet hip width. Hook your big toes with your index and middle fingers so the palms face inward. Lengthen your spine. Breathe in. Bow forward. Now, if you've got back stuff going on, bend your knees a lot and bring your chest or your belly to your thighs. And if that hurts and that strains, then don't do it. Maybe you do squat. We're not here to force anything or to live up to any ideals. I don't have any expectations from you. Let go of your toes. Crow. You just work with what you got. This is how you have longevity in your practice. Five. Four. You challenge yourself, but you try easy. Three. You don't try hard. You try easy. Ready? Set? Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Look forward and jump up to your hands. Flat back. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Bring your hands to a prayer, your heart center. Twist to the left. You're practicing being gritty and staying the course with what matters most to you. Look down at your feet. This is what matters most in a physical pose, is that your awareness is on the body parts that are touching the floor. I spend most of the practice gazing at my foundation. If I want to gaze to another point, I do that consciously. It's not because I got bored looking at the feet. Lift your toes up and spread them apart. Are your lips touching or getting tight? Keep your lips tender, your eyeballs tender. And now work it. The thumb knuckles, pull them into the sternum or straighten your arms. We'll do 10 counts. Can you feel you're leaning in your left leg? Can you feel that? Five, on your in-breath, lengthen your spine. Four, elevate off your thighs. Three, on your out-breath, keep rotating. Two, ragdoll, separate your feet hip-width. Gorilla, walk onto your hands. Now, there's a little deeper forward bend than the last fingers-to-toes pose. So, again, you're working with injuries. Please take care of yourself. We're not here re-injuring or exacerbating the injuries. We're here healing the injuries. And look, if you want to heal those injuries, you got to feel them. But you do it with sensitivity. Take your hands out from underneath your feet. Crow. Five. And we're healing ourselves from being frozen in fear, too. Four. So if you feel fear, go ahead. Maybe take action. If it's too much, just don't take action. Ready? Set. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Look forward and jump to your hands. Flat back. Bow down. Ground down. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. Eagle, bend your knees. Left arm. You can bring your right toes to the floor or a block. Five. It's important you bend your left knee. Four. Keep your shoulders over your hips. Three. Two. Sweep up. Eagle. Five. Just be where you are. Four. If you've got tight shoulders, maybe just stack your elbows. Three. Not here forcing anything. Two. Sweep up. Eagle. This is why I acknowledge you just being here, being in the room, being around other people. We get a lot just through osmosis. So good to bring vitality to the skin. Squat down 3-4 inches towards your mat and breathe out. Sweep up. Eagle. Five. Four, it's good to use our joint systems consciously, daily. Three, two, sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Simple, right? Standing leg raise. Balance on your left leg. Lift your right knee up to hip height. Stay with your upper hand at your knee and your left hand at your hip. Or extend your upper leg. You can take a toe lock. One, two, three, four. Take your upper leg to the right. Gaze to the left. One, two, three, four. Bring your upper leg forward. Lift your arms above you. Breathe in. Airplane. Set your gaze to one point. Come up a little more, just a little bit. Half moon. Be mindful of the people behind you. You can stack blocks under your left hand. Stay here, a half bow. Five. Four, like a claw. Three, two, tight. Ragdoll, good work. Bring your hands to the floor, walk your feet together and stand up. Lift your arms high. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out, breathe in. Empty it out. Standing leg raise, balance on your right leg. Lift your left knee up to hip height. One, two, three, four. Open it. Gaze to the right. Bring your upper leg forward. Lift your arms high. Breathe in. Airplane. Trust that your gaze and your breath are enough. Who cares what the poses look like? Half moon. You can stack blocks, maybe subtract a block. Get the block on solid ground. You don't want it half on the mat and half off the mat. Half ball. Five.
Watch this, ready.
Four.
No, a claw, like a claw, yeah.
Three.
Pull in.
Pull your thigh muscles in. Look up. Two. Ragdoll, is that okay? Bring your hands to the floor, walk your feet together, and stand up. Lift your arms high. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it. Breathe in. Empty it out. Standing bow, lift your left arm up. Grab your right ankle or your right shin. You can get your foot. Choose a point, a target. Move your heart towards that target. Five, move your upper shin bone to the back of the room. Four, little by little, tighten up your quadriceps. Three, pull your belly to your spine. Lift your heart up. Two, exit with ease. Standing bow. Cultivating aim, aim and purpose. Purposeful, choosing a point. Five, moving towards that point. Four, three, lift up. Two, bring your upper foot to the floor. Standing bow. Choose one point. It's a miracle what happens when we're committed and we're devoted to a point, a practice. I like bending the bottom knee a little bit and then accelerating the legs straighter at the same time. Five, spread out your toes. Four, spread out your toes more. Fan your fingers. Three, pull into center. Press down and go up. Yes, bring your upper foot to the floor. Right in. What a training. So beyond yoga poses. Something wakes up in us. Needs to be expressed out non-verbally. It's through action. This is yoga. Skillful action. Deliberate living. Five, a life of inspiration. Keep the respiration. Keep the breath. Four, now tighten up your thigh muscles. Go ahead. Lift your upper leg 2-3 inches to the sky. All right. Breathe. Three, balance on your left leg. Right in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Something so simple, gazing to one point and assisting the in-breath and the out-breath, became so elusive. And coming home right here, coming back to our senses, what a gift. Lift your arms above you. Pull your belly into your spine. Fan your fingers apart. Look up. Breathe in. Look forward and bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the ground. Balance on your right leg. Amazing how the unimportant, unessential stuff in our life that weighs us down begins to dissolve and melt away and disappear when we have this way of being where we're committed, focused on our North Star. North Star being that which is most important to us. Lift your arms above you. Realize, wow, we forget what's most important to us unless we're present in our body. Shift your vision up. Breathe in. Gaze forward. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the ground. Reach up. Breathe in. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your right foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Hinge forward. Triangle. So the foundation, the body parts that are touching the floor, those are your 2 feet, maybe a block or stack blocks under the right hand. Five, four, three, lift and spread your toes. Now fan your fingers, like really fan your fingers, and breathe out. Stand up, face left, lift your arms above you. Drop your right arm by your side. Make your feet parallel to one another. Connect your hands at your upper back. Maybe a strap works. Breathe in. Bow forward. Lift your toes up. Get in touch with the bottoms of your feet. Relax your neck. Open your eyes. Breathe in. Empty it out. Ground down. Stand up. Face front. Pyramid. Fold over your front leg. Now, when I do pyramid, I'll bend my front knee. That way I get the bottoms of the feet grounded into the floor. Maybe I'll add or subtract space front to back or right to left. Whatever assists me in lengthening the spine on the in-breaths. Twisting triangle. Don't rush the process. Start with a block or stack them up under the left hand. You can bring your right hand to your hip. Now, if your hips are squared to the mat, you can take your right arm to the sky. Five.
You're doing great.
You're doing great. Four. Press down to the floor. Fan your fingers. Three. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle. Five, four, not too much. Okay. Two, stand up.
Good.
Face right. Lift your arms above you. Lower your left arm by your side and bind your shoulders. Just make your hands meet at your upper back. Breathe in. Bow forward. Lift your toes up, spread them apart. Man, the strength, the vitality that you unleash from your body in one class. I mean, awareness is going deep. This is a practice of self-awareness. It's not about doing yoga poses. We're using yoga poses as templates and containers to hold mindfulness. That's it. You become more skillful. Breathe in. Empty it out. Stand up, face front. Keep your shoulders bound. Fold over your front leg. See, if you can meditate on your feet, the feet are the farthest thing from the brain, so we lose touch with the feet. That's why we do, half-hour yoga on our feet. Standing poses. Twisting triangle. Five. Four. Flat. Get it down there. Three. Flat. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Will it make you a little happy if I say we're done with the standing sequence? All right, high plank, lower to your mat. Four, three, two, one. Bring your arms by your side. Ah. The inner strength you develop just by showing up and standing on your mat. Flip your head to the other side. My first class, I said, I'm never coming back. No way. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Bring your forehead or chin to your mat. Press down and come on up. Five. Really powerful in-body experience. Four. Feel the bones of the thigh bones. Feel them. Tighten up the quadriceps. Pull them in. Now lift your thigh bones up. Yeah, come down. Bow. You can do one leg at a time. So reach back and grab your feet or your shins. Now pull your thigh bones to center. Listen, when you do back bends, the default is the thigh bones splay apart, so pull them in. On your inhalation, move your shin bones back. Five. Four. All right, the heart muscle's getting exposed. Breathe into that region. Three. Two. Come down. Bow. Oh, we're doing great. Let's keep going. Let's not get stopped. Pull your thigh bones to center. Come on up. Wow, the breakthroughs we have on our mat, just allowing whatever arises emotionally, physically, let it arise. If it's too much, just intuitively dilute the pose. Five. Feel that soft air getting up into the region. Four, around the heart, that whole region. Three, two, come down. Up dog. Down dog. Camel, bring your knees to your mat. Stand up on your knees. You got some options. You can just keep your hands at your hips. Drop your head back or reach back and grab your heels. You could curl your toes under. Five. Press your feet down and take your hips forward. Four. Pull your belly to your spine. Three, two, down dog. Good. Camel. I'll tell you, this pose cuts through a lot of psychological stuff that lives around the heart. Five. Emotions fester in the body and they harden the body. Four. Press your hips forward like you have your hips against a wall, and you don't want them coming off the wall. Two, down dog. Bridge, lay on your back. Yeah, the other way. Flip the other way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Press your feet down and lift your hips up. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Now, there's a little trick here. You're going to shimmy your shoulder blades into the center line of the body, and the cool thing is that your shoulder blades act like two little hands, and they'll push your spine into your chest. Five. This is the journey of yoga for the spine. Four. It gets pulled out of the body. Three. Now we're pushing the spine back to the body. Shimmy in. Two. Come down. Bring your feet a little closer. Yeah. Straightforward. All right. Your time has come. Wheel. Reset your feet. Put your hands on your mat outside your shoulders. You did a lot of work for this pose. You can't just jump into this pose. You got to do the work of opening up the hips, softening up the body. Ready? Press down and come on up. You can enter starting on your head. Five. Four. Three. Toes in. Two. Come down. Right. Wheel. Ready? Set. Press the floor. Come up. Be mindful. If you're feeling it in your shoulders, let's not let the elbows go out. Five. Bend your elbows more. Four. Three. Two. Come down. Bring them. It's good. Yeah. So come to the top of the head, right? And just work the hands to the top. Okay, wheel. Press the floor and come up. No, you work on the head. No. Stay down. Stay down. And now come here. And work in. This way. Five. Yeah, don't even bother coming up. Four. Just pull in. Three. This will heal your shoulders. Two. Come down. Oh, I heal it, but it'll restore it, the range of motion, okay? You don't want this. Yeah, okay. All right, 10 more. Ready? Set. Press the floor, come up. We'll do two more. Come on up. Come on up. I got your back. Here. Do this one. Yeah. Five. Four. Three. Press down and go up. Two. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to the mat. All right, let's complete with heart. Ready? Can you get your neighbor up? Will you ask them? We go up. Don't be shy. They're good people. Did you get her? Him? Invite him. He's a good guy. He feels bad. No one invited him to the party. Ready? Set. Press down and come on up. 10, 9, let things burn. Confront this part of you that's arising. Confront it with an open heart. 5, push the floor. 4, everything you got, push down and go up. 3, 2, exit with ease. Good job, Soup. There you go, Weeby. All right, bring the bottoms of your feet together. Split your knees apart. Straighten your legs. Take your arms back. Breathe in. Empty it out. Pull your knees into your body. Rock from side to side. Give yourself some love. You okay? Sorry if I'm sweating. That would drive me crazy. Dead bug. Pull your feet, your shins, and your knees down towards your mat. I don't know if this heat and this practice doesn't expose some vulnerability. I don't know what will. But when we hit this point of being vulnerable, and I ask my new students, I say, just stay on your mat. So instead of running away from the experience, you just learn how to sit with it and not guard. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs vertically and clasp your hands at the back of your head. Lift your shoulder blades off the mat. And make your legs firm. Tighten up your thigh muscles. Now breathe in. Exhale, go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sit on your forearms and lower your legs 30% towards your mat. Lower your legs 60% towards your mat. Lower your legs 2 inches from the floor. Move your legs right to left. Move from the core. It's different than moving from the legs. Move from the core. Bring your legs to center and lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. Bicycle. Clasping hands at the back of your head. Take opposite elbow to opposite knee. Discover flow. Do you got to bring more effort and breathe out and straighten your legs? Or maybe there's just too much rigidity there. You got to soften up a bit. But stay with the movement. The movement's informative. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. Sit on your forearms. Lower your legs 30% towards your mat. 60%. Lower your legs 90% towards the floor. We'll do one more round, okay? A bonus round. Lift your legs up. Lower your legs 1/3, 2/3. Do big circles. Doesn't matter direction. Go the other direction. Come to center. Lower your legs 2 inches from the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. Twist. Take your knees to the left. Bring your chin to your right shoulder. Close your eyes. Bring breath into your body and become aware of your vital organs. They're like little sponges. You got to squeeze them out every day and then let them soak up this fresh oxygenated blood. A daily rinse. Without it, the body gets tight, rigid, sticky from the inside out too. Organs stick together. They don't function optimally. And we can feel that, you know, in our moods and our behaviors, for sure. It's amazing the power of vitality. Enjoy our lives much more. Bring your knees up to center, over to the right. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. Even when everything's fallen apart and our heart's broken, if we have vitality, we'll recognize that as a great fortune. It's not just alignment of the body, it's health. It's mind-body connection. When the body's in tune, the mind has has more clarity. It learns to stay interested in what's happening outside the skin. That's freedom. Bring your knees back to center and pull your knees into your chest. Grab behind your thighs. Rock and roll 3 or 4 times. Get some momentum. And vinyasa, down dog. Half pigeon. Lunge your right leg forward. Maybe you lay on your back and you would do a figure four. Especially if you're next to a wall, you can put your feet on the wall with your knees 90 degrees and do a figure four like that. A block underneath your right sitting bone, that works really good. And a block underneath your head or a rolled up towel, or you find your way in here. Just like in the beginning, it's just, it can be really chaotic and wild, and you're moving from pose to pose to pose to pose, and you don't know what hit you. And then you keep practice. And I tell my newest students, do 10 classes in a month. But you start seeing some organization and some principles and how it's cultivating self-awareness and mindfulness. Know that you're either lost in thought, just time traveling. Even when you get up to pee in the middle of the night, you're talking to yourself the whole time. Can you stop right now by being still? And the interesting thing is that when you move into stillness physically, you can pay attention, like deeply, and you'll just begin to see all these thoughts that are constantly just moving through you. The difference is, now you can see them, you're not lost in the thought. You've created a little space between you and thoughts. You're not your thoughts, and the moment you create some space, you begin to feel the power of commitment and devotion to right here, right now. About 5 more counts. This is the inquiry. Can you be here right now? Not lost in mental images, not in dialogues or narratives, right here. Hearing my voice, knowing that you're hearing my voice, listening to my voice, feeling your hips and feeling your whole body. Breathe. Breathe in. Empty it out. Down dog. If you're on your back, switch legs. Half pigeon. Do this. Cheryl. Try this. See what she's doing. It's killer. Flex your left foot. Now, if you got your foot against the wall, you might want to scoot forward or back a little bit. Either way, it depends. You really want to go in and, like a chef would taste their dish before they served it, you want to somehow get a taste or a feeling taste of the pelvis. Okay, so you're bringing your attention to listening to the breath you're in creation, right? Your body's being breathed, but you're adding attention to it, pulling the air in a little more and pushing the air out. And like a master archer, directing the in-breath to the pelvis. The whole's the goal, but this is how we develop a relationship with the whole, is that we choose one point. You'll see this in your drishti practice, how we choose one external point. We gaze to that point, and it gives us access to every bone, every cell in our body. Flex your upper foot. The left foot, relax your neck, unclench your jaw, unclench your hands. See, it's not until you look that you begin to see how the body clenches up and tightens up and holds, not just muscularly, but it holds on to grudges, and this stuff poisons us. And this is usually what makes us run off the mat. The heat starts excavating all these stuck emotions, and we have to review them if we want to release them and set ourselves free on some level. We got to feel it. We got to heal. We got to feel. Is that even? Both legs? Is it? No? Yeah. Is it? Okay, breathe in. Empty it out. Double pigeon. There's a couple variations. You can stack your shins, okay? Or you can cross your shins. If stacking your shins lifts your right sitting bone up, maybe put a block under your left knee or just cross your shins. If you cross your shins, it's good to put a purple block to support the outer ankles. Flex your feet. Mm-hmm. I'll keep these flexed. Yeah. There we go. The one space in our life we dedicated to really being here in the body on the mat that's breathing, really be there. We can hear the breath. We can feel the breath. You hear my voice. And then there's a lot of other static going on. Bring your attention to right here, the floor, the sweat on your skin, maybe the body's tingling or. Breathe in, empty it out. Sit up, switch legs. Just purging a lot of this excess fluids out of the body and moving lymph around the body. This is the healthiest thing I discovered in the 49 years I've been on the planet. The healthiest thing I've discovered. The thing I come to every day. It's my refuge. When my body's not feeling good, I show up to practice. When my body is feeling good, I show up to practice. When my heart's broken, I show up to practice. When I'm inspired beyond belief, I show up to practice. That's the practice, just showing up. Really powerful just to show up. And then there's a deepening of the showing up. We start arriving moment to moment to moment. This is where love starts flowing through us and gratitude starts flowing through us. Appreciate right here. the value of our life goes up. We begin to, let me say, the value, we begin to understand the value of our life. This is why we say namaste. Take a huge breath in. Empty it out. Sit up. Extend your legs in front of you. Seated forward bend. Start with your knees bent. And bring your chest or your belly to your thighs. Go ahead and grab your feet. Lengthen your spine. And slide your hips back, little by little. Take your heels forward. Relax your neck. Okay, no, go right down in there. Bend your knees more. Yeah, now grab your feet. Grab them. Relax your neck. Straighten your legs a little more. Little by little, tighten up your thigh muscles. You breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Inverted tabletop. Five. Four. Breathe some life into the hip flexors, the deltoids. Three. Feel the blood flowing through the neck. Feel the throat, fill the whole neck. Two, come down. Waterfall, lay on your back and put a block underneath your bum, underneath the sacrum, and straighten your legs on a vertical line. If you want to do a shoulder stand or a headstand, and you have that as a practice, you can do that. This is one of the best parts of power yoga, is cool down, rejuvenation, and then leave the studio. Whole new body, a whole new awareness. Don't be sorry. Maybe face the other way, though. Yeah, just do the other way. Sorry, you know. Okay. The way we relate to food, the way we relate to, what a whole new practice that emerges from power yoga, the practice of drinking water. Man, and when you're, I would bet 90% of us are dehydrated, right? Before we even get on the mat, the good thing is that the practice actually shows us the truth. It's like, wow, we're dehydrated. So, and we might be really tired because we drink coffee a lot. And then we start practice and then we get to the truth and we're like, wow, my body's really tired. I need to rest. Resting is a really important part of being effective off the mat in our work. You take your knees to your forehead. Or your feet to the floor. Curl your toes under. Yeah, I asked the 9 o'clock class, is there anyone in here who's running the marathon tomorrow? No one's running tomorrow? Yeah, and I go, where is everybody? And someone goes, they're resting. And I said, yeah, I go, you know, I ran marathons and I've always practiced the day before. Always. And I learned how to be in high intensity and relaxed. That's a spiritual muscle. What you want to create on this planet takes a lot of energy and a lot of love. And without having this quality of being where we're relaxed and we're not over-efforting or trying hard, we'll miss the mark. It's love and surrender with a big heart and aspiration that bring us closer towards our North Star. This is a great training for that. This is why I practice when I'm falling apart and when I'm at a peak living, you know? You take your feet to the floor behind you and curl your toes under for plow. Or, you know, a good adaptation is just bringing your knees to your forehead. I find this pose so important. And a lot of students don't like it because it brings awareness to the pain that's festering in their back. Now, I'm talking about not injuries, just the tight muscles that we really never feel because we don't move into that region. We forget about the back a lot, you know, usually out of sight, out of mind. You take your knees by your ears. And when you are in plow and in deaf man's pose, push the back of your head into your mat just a little bit.
All right. Deep rest.
Bring your pelvis to the floor. Pull your knees into your chest. All right, now consider just like sitting on your couch isn't necessarily rest. Like the rest we're aiming for is it's deep. Okay, so the body, we purged out a lot of the excess tension. So now we can relax. And now when we're relaxed, we can really pay attention. Okay, so this is not about falling asleep. If you do, it's okay, but we want to go the other direction. We want to wake up. And consider waking up as staying conscious to the sounds outside your skin and your visual field of awareness. Right now, the eyes are closed. It's good to keep the eyes closed. Maybe even put a towel over the eyes. But look into that space. Like maybe you're looking into the night sky. But look into that. When you get lost in thought and lost in mental images, just come back to the physical body on your mat. And just feel it. Surrender to gravity, okay? So we're just practicing being still and listening. We're listening outside the skin. Take a huge breath in. Open your mouth. Let it go. Breathe in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. Sit up straight. Breathe in. Empty it out. One ohm. Bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together, we say namaste. Peace and love. Good work, you guys. Nice job. Good job. All right. All right. Go get some water and get some electrolytes in your body. Fruit works really good for hydration, okay? And listen, when you stand up, stay on your feet. Don't spray your blocks down. See June? June. That's June. Pro tennis player. Old school. June. Right next to June. Set up your blocks so they're stacked up blue and purple so we can wash them. Okay, listen, one more thing, okay? The straps, if it got sweaty, put them in the hampers with the mat and the yogi toes. Otherwise, hang it up by the long part, okay? I'll see you soon. Go have an awesome day. Take care. You're welcome, you guys. You're welcome. Good work. Yeah, man. Yes. Did I? Feel good? I know, but 20 minutes. Nice half moon, brah. Did you feel that shit, bro?
I did.
Yeah.